an 8-word prompt, and Victor does what would have taken my VAs in the Philippines an hour or two to kind of log into Fathom, go through the transcript, figure out, this is before AI, right? Would have taken them a couple of hours to do that. It takes Victor a couple of minutes and it cost me about $2 or $3. Is this thing on? 1, 2. Hello. It's been a minute since we did something on the podcast, since I actually sat down and recorded an episode of the podcast. And that's because things have been extremely hectic. Things are moving very fast in the agency space. So I just wanted to give you guys an update and let you all know what's been happening here. And I will just preface this by saying this. Most of this episode, I'm going to be talking about AI, and specifically, I'm going to be talking about Victor. So if you're, for whatever reason, if you're anti-AI or you don't want to hear about AI and you don't want to hear about how Victor can help you automate things or make your life easier, then you know, you should probably bounce out and go listen to something else, because I'm going to spend the next little while talking about Victor, because this thing is off the charts good. And I've spent the last few months, and I'm continuing to implement Victor for clients, for agencies and non-agencies, other types of businesses that we are implementing Victor for. And so this is not an ad for Victor, by the way, but I feel like I owe it to you guys to bring you the best of what I'm seeing happening in the agency landscape. It's how I've spent the last, 15 or 16 years really, is publishing content and helping agencies with ideas and software and tools and things that I think will help you speed up your workflow. And so that's what I'm going to do in this episode. I'm going to explain exactly how Victor works, and I'm going to walk you through why I think you should adopt it and some of the practical things that it can actually do for you in your agency. I'm not here to tell you that you need to fire your staff, okay? The truth is, I started a brand new agency to deliver content for my clients, who were all agencies, because I was sick of telling them to hit the publish button and them saying, we don't have time. So I said, okay, I'm just going to do it for you. And the rule was, I wasn't allowed to bring anyone from my coaching business into the new agency. So I started a brand new agency with just me and AI. And it wasn't Victor to begin with. It was a whole bunch of other AI tools. I started off with OpenClaw. I almost bought a Mac Mini. In fact, I was on the JB Hi-Fi website. JB Hi-Fi is a big electrical retailer here in Australia. And I was on the JB Hi-Fi website one night, and I was about to order a Mac Mini, and I was going to go all in on OpenClaw. And I was like, hang on a second. I've got school holidays coming up, and I'm about to fly up to Noosa and spend 2 weeks up there with the kids in the pool, right? How am I going to communicate with OpenClaw on my computer if it's in Melbourne? What, am I going to spend my holiday on WhatsApp? No, I just want to occasionally open the laptop and do something if I need to, check on some things, right? I don't really want to work, but I'm just going to have to check on things occasionally. So that, and also I can tell you now, I live in Elsternwick in Melbourne, Australia. It's a very, very, very developed economy. It's one of the greatest places on the planet to live. And I don't say that, that's not my opinion. Melbourne is voted in the was the number one livable city in the world for a long time. It is now, you know, consistently in the top 10 most desirable places in the world to live. However, the electricity company will still come through here on a regular basis and turn the power off for a day while they cut the trees back off the power lines. They do it here, and they also do it around the corner at my house. So if that happens, fortunately, they don't do my office and my house in the same day. But if that happens, I have to go work from home for a day. And if they do it at home, my wife, who's a psychologist and does some telehealth appointments from home, she's going to go and work out of her office for that day, right, and pay more rent to her office space. So the reality is, there are times where my computer is just offline and I don't want to have it on 24 hours a day. So then I started using things like Manus. Manus got bought not long after that by Meta for a couple of $1 billion. The Chinese government have now blocked that deal and it's not going through. But Manus was amazing, because Manus, I could just talk to Manus anywhere. I could just go to the website, manus.im, log in, and Manus had its own computer. Manus was really good. That really opened my thinking to, maybe I can just do this in the cloud and someone else has got a computer with these other little bits of software installed. Like, I could just throw a PNG or a JPEG into Manus and say, give me a PNG with a transparent background. And it did it. I'm like, how does it do that? Like, it's got to have some kind of file conversion software in its tech stack, and it does. Manus runs on its own virtual computer. Then I used Perplexity, which was mind-blowingly good. In fact, my whole content agency initially was built on Perplexity, and specifically Perplexity Computer. That was very, very good. It was also insanely expensive, partially because I didn't know how to use it, but also just because that's their business model. It's extremely good, but very expensive. So then I launched the agency. We started delivering services to clients. And then I discovered Victor. And big shout out to Sheila Hurd, who's an ex-client of mine. If you're listening, Sheila, thank you very much, because Victor has been life-changing. I do not say that lightly. Victor has been a life-changing experience. I got my hands on Victor. It's spelled V-I-K-T-O-R. I'll put a link in the show notes. And yes, it will be my affiliate link. Thank you very much. I make no apologies for that. I have spent thousands of dollars with Victor. I've now dialed my monthly expense down to probably just under $1,000 a month, and it's doing the work of probably 6 or 7 full-time employees. Anyway, I discovered Victor, and here's how Victor, he was the value proposition when I discovered Victor. Install an AI employee in Slack that is connected to all of your tools that you use to run your business, and then just talk to it in Slack. It's like, okay, I'll give this a go. And I installed Victor, connected it to Slack. The way you sign up for Victor is you sign up through Slack or Microsoft Teams. I use Slack. So I signed up for Victor using Slack. Victor was now in Slack, and I could talk to Victor in Slack. And I started talking to Victor, and oh my God, it was and is unbelievable. So what I'm going to do in this episode of the podcast is explain how Victor works. I haven't seen under the hood. I've got a great relationship with the guys at Victor, but this is my opinion. They have not verified this, but I'm going to try and explain what I think is going on under the hood and why it works and why it's so good and how you can get the most out of it and why I think you should use it. So that's what I'm going to spend the rest of this episode talking about. And I'm going to give you some practical examples of the things that it does in my business and the other agencies that I'm working with and how the other agencies are using it. Now, before we dive in, I know a lot of you listening to this are thinking, this is great, dude, but I don't have time to do this, right? I don't have time to hire someone. I don't have time to think about AI. I don't have time to get more clients because we are at capacity. And so it's a little segue here into a mention of our sponsor, E2M Solutions. Most of you know by now, Brent Weaver, who was one of my friendly competitors for years, used to run YouGurus. They got bought by Cloudways, who then got bought by DigitalOcean. YouGurus got shut down. Brent had a bit of a holiday for a little while, and then he became the CEO of E2M Solutions. E2M have been a big partner of ours for a long time. They are the only white label agency that we recommend that will help you with your client work. So if you need WordPress websites built, if you need SEO, if you need content written, if you need local SEO done, if you need help running ads for clients, if you need help in high level, if you need help doing anything in your business for your clients, you should go and have a conversation with E2M Solutions and they can help you out, okay? Tell them you come from the Agency Mavericks community and I don't get an affiliate commission to recommend them, right? So there's no tracking link here. That's not the way it works. The way it works is they are a commercial partner of ours. They give us money every year and we mention them on the podcast. They help us put on our events, our live events. We mention them in our social media and we refer customers to them. Now, I would not refer customers to them if I hadn't experienced them myself. So quick little story. One of our Mavericks was very, very, very sick. Mavericks Club, of course, is our agency coaching program where we have our agencies in a community there that we mentor them and help them grow their agency. And one of our Mavericks members got very, very sick at one point and ended up in hospital. And I had a very distressing phone call with his wife who said, I have no idea how he runs his business. I've got his laptop open here with a bunch of browser tabs open and I don't know what to do. And I know there are clients that are waiting on projects. And I said, okay, share your screen, show me what you've got. And so I got access to everything. And she set me up and added me to the Basecamp and added me to some other tools that this agency owner was using. And I discovered through this that he was using E2M to deliver some of these projects. So I had a direct experience using E2M to deliver client services. prior to that, I'd had many, many conversations with Manish and the team, but that was a great experience for me because I got to experience firsthand what it's like having E2M as your team behind the scenes doing all the work. So yes, they're a commercial partner of ours, but I would not recommend them unless, hand on heart, I knew that they would do a great job for you. So go and check out E2M Solutions, get some of that client work off your desk, and then we can have a talk about Victor and what you want to do with your agency long term. So let's go back to Victor for a second. Here's what I think is happening with Victor. When you prompt Victor in Slack, when you talk to Victor in Slack, I believe what's happening is that's a Slack bot that the guys at Victor have written. By the way, Victor is a product of a company called Zeta AI, Z-E-T-A AI. And Zeta AI was actually started in 2023 by a handful of engineers that used to work at Meta, Amazon, and Tesla, I believe, in the AI departments there. And they started a company called Zeta AI. And their first product was called Jace AI, J-A-C-E.AI, which was essentially an email inbox management AI bot, right? So you'd connect it to your email and it would help you manage your inbox. Now, what I think has happened is over the period of 3 years, because Victor was only launched in February 2026, it's that new, it's only 5 months old. Over the period of 2 or 3 years, they realized that Jace was amazing, but it needed access to other parts of your business. So Jace would come back and say, hey, here's this email. I've drafted it to the client or to, you know, I've drafted this response. You need to attach this Google Doc to this email. And clients would be like, well, customers of Jace would be like, well, can't you just do that for me? And so over time, the company behind Jace realized that it would be great if Jace was connected to a whole bunch of other platforms that you use in your business. And then, of course, OpenClaw happened in late 2025. Now, I don't know this for a fact, but I suspect that Victor is a type of OpenClaw running on virtual machines owned by Zeta AI, and that when you sign up for Victor, what they're actually doing is they're slicing off a little bit of their virtual server with their version of OpenClaw baked in. And more importantly, what these guys have done very cleverly is they have integrated it with over 3,200 software apps that most businesses use, like Google Drive, Asana, ClickUp, Canva, Meta Ads. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. In fact, I'll pull up my integrations dashboard here in Victor and just give you an idea of some of the things that you can integrate Victor into, right? Notion, Vercel, Google Drive, Stripe, Google Sheets, Zoom, Gmail, YouTube, YouTube Data and YouTube Analytics, Google Analytics, Figma, WordPress, LinkedIn, Cloudflare for managing all your domains. The other day, we put together a file that we're giving away on one of our YouTube videos. And I said, I need to host this somewhere. I need to have a link that people can download. So I gave the file to Victor in Slack. And I said, I need to put these resources somewhere in a database with a URL that I can give away and people can download. And Victor suggested R2 storage in Cloudflare. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. I know Cloudflare have kind of databases, kind of like an Amazon S3 thing, right? Like a bucket. And Victor just did it for me. Victor set up the R2 bucket for me in Cloudflare, set up a subdomain, mapped the subdomains. And now we have this subdomain where all our digital assets live. And because Victor is also plugged into Rebrandly, which we use for our short links, I said, hey, go and turn this into a Rebrandly link and give me a short link that I can use to promote. And it all happened within a couple of minutes, right? Victor's also connected to Xero, which is my accounting software, Circle, which is where we run our community, High Level, ManyChat, Instagram, Metricool, which is our social media management platform. It also plugs into Google Ads and HubSpot, ClickUp, Google My Business, Apollo, Intercom, Zendesk, Front, Gong, QuickBooks, Mercury, GitHub, Clockify, Jira and Confluence, Salesforce, Monday.com, Webflow, Square, Wix, the list goes on and on and on. It plugs into just about anything. Now, when I say plugs in, the guys at Victor have built native plugins between Victor and all of these software tools. Now, I'll tell you what's happening under the hood. There are two main platforms that allow you to connect an AI agent with a piece of software. They are called Pipedream and Composio. You can go to Pipedream and Composio right now and sign up for your own account and pay them $20 a month each or whatever it is, and you can start to connect your own AI agent, to your software. In fact, I'm going to go to pipedream.com right now. I'm going to have a look at their pricing. Oh, Pipedream's been acquired by Workday. That's interesting. I'm going to go to their pricing. And here we go. For five connected accounts, it's $30 a month US for five connected accounts. So let's say you connected it to ClickUp, Meta Ads, WordPress, Xero for accounting, and you know another thing. There you go. That's your $30 a month, and you've got it connected to five things. For unlimited connections, it's going to cost you $50 a month, right? So that covers Pipedream. Now I'm going to go to Composio. And composio.dev, I believe, is the URL. And this is essentially MCPs for your agents to connect to their tools, right? And it took me a while to figure this out. But if I have a look at the Composio for you, I think it is, right? This is kind of their hosted version. And so this is where you you use their integrations to connect Claude or whatever it is you're using to the software. I can't really figure out Composio's pricing. It's not, you know, really on their kind of on their website. It doesn't really show what the pricing is, but it's going to be around about, I'm going to look at pricing. Here we go. So for $30 a month, 200,000 calls a month, right, to different tools, right? So they don't restrict you by the number of things that you can connect it to. They say for $30 a month, you can have 200,000 calls, right? For zero, you can have 20,000 calls. That's pretty good. So let's say we're paying $50 a month to Pipedream, and let's say we end up paying another $30 a month to Composio. You can connect your agents, Claude, whatever, to all your stuff, okay? And you'd be pretty sweet to go. Well, both of these companies, Composio and Pipedream, have developer and enterprise accounts. So I believe what's happened is Zeta AI, who own Victor, have gone to Composio and Pipedream and they've negotiated an enterprise plan. And what happens is when you click on an integration tile or image in your Victor integrations page, if I go and connect it to YouTube, for example, a pop-up pops up and it's using either Pipedream or Composio to connect Victor to my YouTube account. So these guys have just bought massive amounts of connections from Pipedream and Composio, and they're just letting us use their connections, right? So think about this for a second. Victor, I'm just going to have a look at the Victor pricing, right? I just go to my account and I'm going to have a look at my billing, and I'm going to have a look at my plan, right? Now, my plan, I'm paying $400 a month to Victor and I get 160,000 credits. It's kind of nuts, right? You can spend $50 a month and get 20,000 credits with Victor for $50 a month. Now, I can tell you 1,000 credits is worth about $2.50, right? So for 20,000 credits, that's $50, right? But hang on, what about the Composio and the Pipedream integrations? Well, that's included. They're obviously making enough margin on the AI usage, right, that they can pay for the Composio and the Pipedream connection. You don't have to worry about that. And I'll tell you why this is important, because I don't know about you, but I don't have time to manage an Airtable spreadsheet with 150 names and URLs and API tokens and connection strings in there, so that when something breaks, I look up in Airtable and go, right, my Asana integration is broken. Here's where it lives. And then I have to go and fix it. I don't want to do that. I have two kids and a life. I don't want to spend the rest of my life looking at a computer screen fixing this shit. So this is why I use Victor, because they handle all the integrations. And the argument I will make over and over again, There are a lot of people online now saying, oh, Claude Tag has killed Victor. It's bullshit. It's clickbait. They are clickbait posts I can tell you now, I've had many conversations in back channels, in private messages with people who are publishing content like this. And they're like, oh yeah, dude, because I'm messaging them going, what's going on? How come you're bagging Victor so much? Like, did I miss a meeting? Which is likely because I spend most of my life feeling like I've missed a meeting. And they're like, oh no, dude, we're just clickbaiting to get people to our website. All right, so that's where we live, right? That's the world that we live in. So if anyone's out there bagging Victor saying Claude Tag is better than Victor, just understand they're trying to get you to their website because they're trying to sell you some shit, okay? Claude Tag, by the way, is in Slack. Claude released Claude Tag recently and Slack released Slackbot recently in Slack. So you can just talk to those things in Slack and get work done. However, there becomes a problem when you try and get Claude to actually log in to your shit. Like, for example, I don't know, Google Search Console. Let's log into Google Search Console and where do we find the keywords that have actually driven traffic to our website over the last 12 months or, I don't know, the last 30 days? Maybe we should produce some social media posts based on the keywords that have driven meaningful traffic to our website in the last 30 days. That sounds like a good digital marketing strategy. Well, how do I get that information out of Google Search Console? You can go to Google Search Console and log in if you like, or you could have Claude do it. Now, how do we connect Claude to Google Search Console? There's no one-click button that uses Pipedream or Composio to connect to Google Search Console. Oh, no. You have to go to Google Cloud Console and create a new Google Cloud project. Then in that Google Cloud project, you can play along here if you like. You can actually do this. You can sit down at your computer. If you really hate your life that much, you could poke yourself in the face with a plastic fork and you could do this exercise with me. You can log into Google Cloud and create a new Google Cloud project and turn on the Search Console API in that Google Cloud project. And then at some point in the very confusing interface, after you've clicked the mouse 800 times, you will get a JSON file, which is your API credentials that you have to download and give to Claude. Or you could go to your integrations tab on Victor and click Google Search Console and log in with your Google email and password and you're done, right? So I don't know about you, but I don't want to have a VPS or a VPN or a VPA or a VPZ or a VP anything and an Airtable full of my connections just to get an AI agent that has to live on my computer to go and do work for me. I don't want to do that, right? Even Claude Cowork, as good as it is, it frustrates the shit out of me that I have to have a local folder on my machine for Claude Cowork to work in. That feels like 1996. Why do I need to do that, right? Because Claude needs to do the work somewhere. Victor does the work on Victor's machine. Again, it's kind of why you're paying Victor $50 a month for $50 worth of AI credits and all the connections and Victor's virtual computer space with all the file conversion software built in, right? It's just, it doesn't make sense for me to not do this in Slack and to not do it in Victor. And I'm just moving way faster by doing it in Victor and giving Victor instructions. Now, I want to tell you, give you a couple of examples. I'm going to read some actual prompts here that I've given Victor, and I'm going to explain what Victor has done based on these prompts. Hey, Victor, where can I find testimonials or positive comments that you've taken from our calls? And have you tweaked them to make them easier to read rather than just being direct quotes? Now, that's a question from Max, who's my producer. He asked Victor that, right? And Victor said, yeah, hey, Max, everything's right here in the Victor marketing channel across two threads. Raw quotes are here and then with a link. And then the rewritten testimonials is where I turned them into before after transformation testimonials that Troy asked me to write. Now, how did we get these testimonials and this social proof? Well, Victor's plugged in to Fathom and every call we have in this company is recorded on Fathom. And so I asked Victor to log into Fathom and to go through every call in Fathom that is called either Headless Install or Headless Lab, because that's they're the two programs where we're installing Victor for clients. Headless Install is our done-for-you one-on-one program where I'm literally installing Victor for clients. Headless Lab is our done-with-you study group where I'm teaching a bunch of agencies and business owners how to do it, and they're doing it themselves. Only difference is budget, and the only difference is in headless install. Obviously, I'm doing the work, but all those calls are recorded. So I said to Victor, log in, go through the transcripts of all of those calls and pull out all the positive quotes that we've had from people on those calls, because I can't remember, and then rewrite them into testimonials that we could actually use, right? And then I just went and pinged those people and said, hey, here's what we found. Can we use this? And of course, they all said yes, because you're amazing. Thank you. So that's just one example. And this took 5 minutes. So Max asked the question on Monday at 11 a.m. And at 11:05, Max has the links directly in front of him and has access to that information, right? Hey, Victor, can you check agencymavericks.com and make sure that Google Tag Manager is installed properly? And Victor checked the homepage, the blog, the contact page, and went through the source code of my website, because again, Victor has its own little kind of computer, right? And it uses a headless browser called Chromium that it kind of just spins up, doesn't need a screen, just has a headless little browser that it can kind of navigate and use. And it had a look at Google Tag Manager code on our website, gave me the ID of our Google Tag Manager container, showed me the property in GA4 that was being loaded in, our Google Ads pixel, our Meta pixel. I'm like, yep, great. The cookie consent banner, everything's looking great, because there was something that wasn't quite right. So I just asked Victor to do that job. Now, this is what I call using Victor on demand just for one-off things, right? It's just like having a team member and saying, hey, Jimmy, can you just have a look at our website and make sure the Google Tag Manager is installed correctly? Well, that'd take Jimmy half a day, right? And he'd probably go out to lunch in the middle of it, and I might get an answer the next day, or I might, if I'm really lucky, get an answer that week from Jimmy. Hey, Jimmy, did you check Google Tag Manager on our website? Oh, yeah, man. I pinged you in Slack last night at 11 o'clock. Oh, okay. Thanks, Jimmy. 72 hours after I asked Jimmy to do the job. Well, here it happens in, you know, less than a minute. I asked Victor this at 1:30 p.m. 1:30 p.m., here it is. It 1:33. It took 3 minutes for Victor to give me a rundown on what's going on. So this is just me asking Victor to do a thing like I would a team member. Now, what if I need to ask Victor to do something that is going to be repeatable, like publishing a blog post or writing a blog post or writing social media posts or onboarding a client once they agree or sending a client a contract, right? Well, this is where skills matter. And it doesn't matter what AI you use. I don't care if you're using Victor or Perplexity or Manus or OpenClaw or whatever. I don't care. You need to understand how to write skills, because just like my new employee, Jimmy, sorry to all the Jimmys out there, but if I said to Jimmy, hey, Jimmy, can you onboard Sarah into headless install? Thanks, mate. And I go back to working. Jimmy's going to be like, hey, dude, what the hell are you talking about? This is my first day on the job. Who is Sarah? And what is headless install? And what is this onboarding you speak of? I'm like, oh, sorry, mate. I need to explain a few things to you. We run a program called Headless Install, where we install Victor for clients. And I just had a call with Sarah. It'll be in Fathom, because that's where we record all our calls. And she said, yes, she's in. So you need to send her a contract. You need to send her a recap email and an onboarding email to make sure she's got access to everything. You need to go into Slack and create a channel and invite her in. You need to create an invoice in Xero and then reconcile her payment that she just made against that invoice. Cool. We good? Now, obviously, it's going to take me a bit longer than that to explain it to Jimmy, but I'll work through the details with Jimmy and then I'll say, hey, you know what you should do? You should write up a checklist, write up an SOP, one of those standard operating procedures that Troy Dean and David Jennings have been banging on about for the last 15 years. Write up one of them. That'd be good. And maybe stick it in the Google Drive, so that if anyone else needs to do this in the future, we know where to look. How's that sound, Jimmy? Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Oh, I got a better idea. Why don't we just ask Victor to do that and to write what's called a skill file instead of an SOP? Because Victor doesn't understand what an SOP is, but Victor does understand what a skill file is. Now, I'm going to leave a link near this podcast, which will be the Skill Files for Dummies, basically. It is written by Anthropic. They are the company that own Claude. They invented skill files, right? I know this is super technical and most of you are probably asleep by now, but if you're still listening to me, let me tell you this. On Friday, the 3rd of July, 2026, writing skill files is probably one of the most important skills that you need as a entrepreneur or a worker in the modern workforce. If you don't know how to write skill files, your use of AI is going to be very, very inefficient. And one of two things is going to happen. You as a business owner are going to stop using AI because you think it's too inefficient, or you as an employee are going to be banned by your boss for using AI because you're burning too many tokens. I've had three calls with agencies in the last 24 hours, and the agency owner is like, I have to stop my team using Claude because they're burning my credits. I'm like, yeah, right, because no one's written a skill file, right? And they're like, huh, what's a skill file? A skill file is an SOP. Right? It's a standard operating procedure that tells the AI what to do and when to do it. Okay? So I'm going to leave a link near this podcast that will be to the Anthropic Skill File Primer for Dummies, right? That'll teach you how to learn skill files. That'll teach you how to write skill files. And the other thing I'm going to do is I'm going to leave a link near this podcast episode to a video that I just published on YouTube, which is basically how to set Victor up for dummies. It's kind of aimed at, like, if you're setting Victor up for clients. I'm doing pretty well now out of running a business, setting up Victor for clients, and now I'm helping other agencies do the same, like agencies, consultants, coaches. If you want to set up Victor for clients, there's like a massive business opportunity there. If you've got an existing business, you can add that as a service. If you are starting a brand new business, you can totally become a Victor implementer and set up Victor for clients. Clients will pay you very good money to set up an AI employee because they do not want Claude. They do not want ChatGPT. They don't want their team operating in silos. They want an AI employee that they can all work with. The problem is if you don't write skills, it gets very expensive and very inefficient very quickly. So I'm going to link to that YouTube video, because in the description of that YouTube video, there is a skill creator file that I'm giving away that you can install into Victor that will help you write better skills directly in Victor. All right. Watch that YouTube video. It'll all make sense. Download the skill creator, load it into Victor, and start writing skills in Victor. It's just like saying to Jimmy, make sure you turn that into an SOP, so if you leave the building, someone else knows how to do it, right? Now, what else did I want to talk about? So if we now give Victor a skill, right, I'm just going to come into my Victor Ops channel, and I'm going to say something like this. Hey, Victor, headless install recap for agency name. I'm not going to tell you who the agencies are, but I've got six here in the last 3 days, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So what that means, in the last 3 days, I've had a one-on-one call with an agency that I'm installing Victor for. They're in a program called Headless Install. And so I just, at the end of the call, I just say, hey, Victor, Headless Install recap for agency name. And what Victor does is Victor logs into Fathom, finds that call recording, grabs the transcript, writes up a recap, works out the homework for the agency owner or the agency staff, works out the homework for me, writes up a recap with a link to the call recording and puts it in their dedicated Slack channel, and then gets my tasks and puts them in Asana in their dedicated project and assigns those tasks to me with a due date of 7 days. I have calls with these agencies every 2 weeks, so I've got a week after that call to get that shit done and make sure I'm on track, right? And my prompt is, hi, Victor, headless install recap for, there's usually two words in the agency name. So an 8-word prompt, and Victor does what would have taken my VAs in the Philippines maybe an hour or two to kind of log into Fathom, go through the transcript, figure out, this is before AI, right? Would have taken them a couple of hours to do that. It takes Victor a couple of minutes, and it cost me about $2 or $3 in credits for Victor to do that. So that's just an example. Now, how do I get Victor to do such good work with such a tiny prompt? Because I've given it a skill. I've given it the standard operating procedure, okay? Let me find you one more here. Now, here's the other example that our agencies are loving. We've got a ton of agencies that are doing SEO and content, our service location pages, blog posts, and here's the prompt, and then I'll tell you what the prompt produces, right? Hey, Victor, run keyword research for domain name. I used a couple of examples of guitar shops because I love guitar shops. So, hey, Victor, run keyword research for acousticcentre.com.au, which is one of my favourite guitar shops here in Melbourne. So in about 10 to 12 minutes from that prompt, Victor has logged into my chosen SEO keyword research tool, which is a whole other conversation for another day. I'm not going to do it on this episode because we're going to end up in a deep rabbit hole, but I'll have a whole other conversation about headless software, right? I'll do that next week. I'll talk about headless software next week. So Victor logs into my chosen keyword research tool. It looks at that domain and it does all the research that would normally, and I've got agencies that I'm working with every week here that tell me it takes an SEO contractor or one of their SEO team members 2 to 3 hours to put together a comprehensive SEO keyword research report for a new client, right? Then what happens is they take that keyword research report and they have to turn it into something that they can present to the client. And usually it's like Google spreadsheets and a Google Doc, and it's pretty ugly and doesn't make sense and it's quite complicated. And I have agencies saying to me, I can't charge 4, 5, 7, 10 grand a month to these clients because I'm presenting an ugly Google sheet and they don't even know what they're paying for, right? So what happens now is once the research comes back to the agency owner in Slack, once Victor says, here's the keyword research for the acousticcentre.com.au, does this look right? And a human being looks over it and says, yeah, this is good. Okay, this doesn't feel right. Go back and do this. Take that competitor out. Add this competitor in. Let's, you know, spend another 20 minutes getting the data right. Then we say, build the landing page or build the audit page. And Victor then builds a beautiful HTML, CSS static page that presents the findings. I'm going to put a link to this under this podcast episode so you can go and have a look at it, right? It'll be my new kind of fictitious, not kind of fictitious agency called Hullabaloo Digital. It's kind of fictitious, but it's kind of not. It is an agency, but I'm not taking on any more clients, but I'm just kind of using it as a demo for Victor as well. It'll be at Hullabaloo Digital, and it actually will be the keyword research report for the Acoustic Centre, right? By the way, they're not my client. It's just a demo. And it will be the keyword research report for them presented in a beautiful HTML CSS page, which I could then get on a call with the client and present it to them. Then if the client says, okay, this is great, how much is all this going to cost? I say, I'll send you an agreement. I walk them through the packages and I say, I'll send you an agreement. I then say to Victor, hey, Victor, the Acoustic Centre are really happy with the keyword research, produce the proposal page. And Victor then goes and produces a proposal with the packages and the findings from the keyword research and our packages and all the terms and conditions and an electronic signature box at the bottom that they can sign, just like Better Proposals or HelloSign or whatever you use, right? And as soon as they sign that, a notification comes back into Slack to the agency owner that says, hey, Samantha from the Acoustic Centre has just signed off on the $4,000 a month package. And you go, great. Hey, Victor, get the invoices in Xero for the Acoustic Centre. This is the package they've bought. It's a repeating invoice every month. It's 4,000 plus GST. And the account is sales or SEO or whatever the income account is, right? Show me the draft when it's done and then we'll send it to the client. And we'll set these up on a repeating schedule every month. And then Victor goes and does that. And then you say, oh, hang on a second. They've approved this. Hey, Victor, build the content strategy for me. And then Victor goes and builds a content strategy page that we can then put back in front of the client and show them, right, now that we've presented our keyword research findings, you've signed off on the agreement, here's the first thing. This is the content strategy. This is what we're going to do over the next 3 months. Again, that lives in a beautiful page, which is kind of in their client hub. Again, grab the links underneath this podcast episode and have a look at these pages in the browser. And they have a look at that content strategy and they approve it. And then we get to work writing the pages and writing the blog post. And by the way, Victor, make sure everything that's in that content strategy gets set up as an individual task in their Asana project. If they don't have one, create a project for them in Asana or ClickUp, whatever project management tool you use. And make sure everything that's in this strategy that we've promised is set up as a task with the correct due date on it based on today's date and when we've promised we're going to do this, month one, month two, month three, and assign it to the relevant team member. And of course, Victor knows who's on our team because I've already loaded that information into Victor. So it knows that Max does videos. It knows that, you know, Jane's in client success. It knows that this person writes copy. It knows that this person does images, right? So Victor does all of this and I just give it a few words in Slack. And the reason Victor's able to do all of this is because I've trained Victor with the skills, the standard operating procedures to do the job. It's just like having an SEO do the keyword research and then hand that research to a front-end developer who builds a beautiful page. And then I say, great, now we need a proposal. Here's the details. The front-end developer builds a proposal page, then a content strategy page, so on and so forth. But Victor's doing it in a few minutes in Slack for a few dollars, right? So that's Victor. That's what Victor does. I'll leave links to everything we've spoken about underneath here. And I can tell you that Victor is going to go through the call recording of this podcast and is going to grab all of the links that I've mentioned and give them to me in Slack. I don't have to go find them. I don't even have to remember what I've said. And Victor's going to write the show notes for this podcast episode because Victor is going to grab this audio and automatically transcribe it and do all that work for me because I just asked Victor to do it. Isn't that right, Victor? I know. It's very meta, isn't it? So I hope this is useful. I've not been this excited about a piece of technology since I got my first 7.7K dial-up modem and I plugged it into the internet and I heard the squelchy sound when it connected and it meant that no one could call me on the telephone because I was using the telephone line to connect to the internet and I went to Netscape Navigator on my very old desktop personal computer with the massive CRT monitor and I went to Netscape Navigator and I typed in Melrose Place episode guide and I think it was Lycos, the search engine, that sent me to the Melrose Place episode guide. And because I lived in Australia and I knew that Melrose Place was ahead in the US and on Tuesday nights I would get together with my friends and we'd watch Beverly Hills 90210 and then Melrose Place. We'd have a party at our place every Tuesday night because we were nerds and I wanted to spoil it. I wanted to let them know, hey, these two break up and he ends up killing her in the pool because that's what happens in the States. It happens. I'm telling you it's going to happen, right, because I've got the internet. I haven't been that excited until now. Victor is a life-changing piece of technology if you learn how to use it correctly. So I hope this is helpful. I hope you enjoy using Victor as much as I do. Please share this with anyone you think might be interested in learning about Victor. If you want us to set Victor up for you, just go to theheadlessagency.com and schedule a call with our team and we'll see if you're a good fit. And if you are, we'll get you on board and we will set up Victor for you and get you up and running. Otherwise, like, subscribe, do all those kind of good things, and I look forward to hanging out with you again soon, and thanks for being a part of it. I'm Troy Dean. Let's get to work.